Meet Brian Canavan.
I was born in Vermont. I lived there for 14 years, which I think statistically there's still more cows in that state than people.
Brian later finished a degree in mechanical engineering at Virginia Tech and landed a job at a chemical plant in Calvert City. Now, Brian lives in a 900-square-foot apartment in Paducah, Kentucky. It's filled at times with more than 700 bottles of beer, chests of hops and grains, and at the moment, more than 20 gallons of beer waiting to be chilled by a kegerator. So what does he do with all this beer? You'll know if you meet him, because he often greets people with these five words.
Do you like craft beer?
While Brian enjoys his day job, his passion, obsession, whatever you want to call it, is brewing beer.
It's modeled after one of my favorite breweries called Uni Brew. They're a Canadian-Belgian brewery, and I recently just got their proprietary strand of yeast. And so this is the first beer that I've made with it. It's been aging for 4 weeks, so I'll bottle it later tonight.
Some say Brian's beer is good enough to sell. He says he isn't ready to get his license just yet. That doesn't stop him, though, from providing free tastings to anyone of age that he says appreciates good beer. Jeremy Morrison says he's supported Brian's brewing since he approached him a year ago at the Lower Town Festival with his list of 58 different brews.
Is this for real? Like, is this guy really got some beer? Like, I can't. This is weird. We're gonna go check this out. And this guy's just, and it says on the bottom, you know, he can't sell any, so he's just gonna give us some beer. Like, all right, give him up here. Like, this is, there's no telling what this is gonna taste like. And he tried it, and it was like, whoa.
At the top of Brian's beer list is Winnie the Pale Ale, an American style with an alcohol content of 6.03%. He describes it as having gobs of golden nectar that impart a prevalent honey taste, complemented by a touch of pine and fruit from the hops. Each beer has a similar affectionate description. That's because Brian doesn't just buy the prepackaged powdered concoction some brew kits come with. He handpicks and even grinds his own ingredients to create his original recipes.
I grind this thing with my own arm. It takes like 10 minutes to grind a 5-gallon batch, but you know, it's, you hear like handmade, you know, artisanal stuff. There's nothing more than me cranking this thing with my hand to grind the grains.
Brian has been brewing for about a year. He says the equipment is the most expensive part of the process. Bottling is the most cost-effective, though time-consuming.
If you reuse bottles, like, that's free. Any brown bottles from commercial breweries that aren't screw-off, you can use. I have neighbors will come over and bring them over. It's like a drunken milkman exchange where I come home and see, like, 2 6-packs sitting on my doorstep.
Money isn't the most important thing to Brian. He brews because he loves it. Brian is 4 months removed from a horrific car accident that left him unconscious for more than a month. Before he could be released, he underwent a psych evaluation. He said he did a lot of thinking there, but there was really only one thing he had to report.
I'm not sure, like, what exactly happened or why I'm still here, but I just believe that I want to make beer, and I think that's, maybe that's why I'm still here.
Brian's dream is to have his beer on tap somewhere. His friends are here to support him until that day arrives. In the meantime, he still hosts anyone who wants to stop by for a taste. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray.